From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In this, his last message in a series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Alan Caron speaks of the final mention of the Holy Spirit. The text is Revelation 22:17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." In introducing the message, Dr. Caron's dealt with the question, to whom is the text addressed? The conclusion he reached is that these words are addressed to sinners as Christ's invitation to come. Today he shows that the text contains the final mention of the focus of the Spirit's ministry, to testify of the finished work of Christ. Before coming to the message, Dr. Caron takes a few minutes to answer the question, what does a person need to believe to be a Christian? The video version of this comment may be found on our website, ltbsradio.com, under Q&A with Alan Caron.
When you ask me, what does a person need to believe to be a Christian? You may not realize it, but there are actually two very distinct questions there. What does a person need to believe in order to be saved? What doctrines and truths does a person have to hold in order for other Christians to recognize him as a Christian? Those are two distinct ideas. First, what does the Bible say about being saved? Well, it gives you some answers. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So a person has to believe something about the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 8, we have the case of the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip the evangelist. And when the Ethiopian eunuch wanted to be baptized, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he gave what he believed. He believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul gives us the nearest thing to a definition of the gospel when he speaks of Christ dying for our sins according to the Scriptures, being buried and rising again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, when you put all these together, you do have really what is an irreducible minimum as to the content of personal saving faith. It recognizes the person of Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the Son of God. He is the only Savior. He died for our sins. He died an atoning death. He rose again the third day from the dead. He is also the Lord. There is the recognition of Christ and the reception of Christ as Savior from sin and as Lord of the life. Now those are the things that right on the surface of Scripture, the Holy Ghost teaches, are the substance of that belief which lays a hold on Christ for salvation. But of course there are many other things about Christ. And when you ask me, do I recognize this or that person or this or that church or sect to be Christian, I'm going to look at the doctrines of Scripture. People who deny the Bible is the Word of God. People who deny the Holy Trinity. People who deny various of the great doctrines, especially the doctrine of justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, by the grace of God alone. People who deny these fundamental doctrines, I do not believe have any right for us to recognize them as Christians. But when a person comes to faith in Christ at the very first, it would be wrong for me to set down a whole systematic theology, as it were, and say you've got to learn all that before you come to Christ. No, that's not what the apostles did. They preached Christ, and as people responded in faith, they responded, as I have indicated, what I've called that irreducible minimum or content of saving faith. But saving faith is genuine living faith, and it will never fail, never fail, as that person grows in knowledge and grace to embrace every fundamental doctrine of the Christian religion.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the January issue will be the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How do you explain unanswered prayer? And what is marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now, when we read Revelation 22:17, it sounds a very, very simple sort of statement to deal with and to understand. But before we can come to look into the text, we do have a very major problem to solve. A very common view is that These words are addressed to Christ himself. Many eminent commentators take this view that the Lord Jesus has said, "Behold, I come quickly. I'm coming." And immediately the Spirit and the bride respond to Christ, "Come." I must say that I like the sentiment of that, and certainly John expresses it in verse 20 when he says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." However, I have to say that when I read the verse, it seems to me that it's not addressed to Christ at all, but it's addressed to men. If you look at it carefully, the Lord Jesus is the speaker, and he says, verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify." He goes on speaking, "I am the root and offspring of David." He goes on telling us the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." "And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify." The speaker the whole way through is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he it is who is telling us of his Holy Spirit's last word. And it surely is a word to men. The "come" here, certainly at the end of the verse, is addressed to the sinner. So I'm taking this today as addressed to men. And I want us, with that out of the way, to look at this verse which gives us the Bible's final teaching on the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And I want us to remark three things. First, I want us to note the final focus of the Holy Spirit's ministry. The final focus of the ministry of the Spirit is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. To the end of Scripture, the special ministry of God the Holy Spirit is to testify of Christ. Now, we have spent a lot of time looking over the past year at various texts of Scripture which substantiate that. You remember the Lord Jesus, in promising the Holy Spirit to his people, said in John 16:14, "He shall glorify me." Now, I want you to get this clearly. That is always the mark of the Spirit of God in his ministry. He shall glorify me. And wherever you have a professed work of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ is not the focus of that work, you have the undoubted testimony of Scripture that it is a counterfeit work, that it is not in truth the work of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to make that clear. The ministry of the Holy Spirit will bear true testimony regarding Moses and all the prophets, regarding Peter and Paul and all the apostles, regarding Mary and all the people of God. Yes, he will bear true testimony about those people. But the Holy Spirit always has as the great focus of his ministry the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in the very last reference in Scripture, this reference which in some manner condenses all the biblical teaching on the subject into one little statement, he is still focusing on Christ. If you read the Scriptures carefully, you will find that he speaks with testimony of the character of Christ. Jesus said he will testify of me. The Word of God is full of this. He testifies constantly of the deity of Christ. I tell you, we're living in a day in Christendom when there are those who say that they are ministers of Jesus Christ, and they will deny that Jesus Christ is God. That's true in many so-called Protestant churches that are riddled with apostasy. they are not Christian. You cannot be Christian and deny the deity of Christ. I know that sometimes people think this is a Protestant phenomenon, but I was reading of a Roman Catholic professor here in the United States, Professor Sheehan, and he has gone into print to say that you could hardly find one scholar in any Roman Catholic institution in America today who believes any longer the doctrine of the Trinity, the doctrine of the deity of Christ, or that even Jesus Christ claimed to be God, or the doctrine of the virgin birth. So this is a modernism that has spread right throughout Christendom, Popish and Protestant. Well, I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is not in any such movement, be it Popish or Protestant. The Holy Spirit always testifies to the deity of Christ, to the humanity of Christ, to the virgin birth of Christ. J. Gresham Machen, great Presbyterian scholar of an earlier decade in this century, wrote his great work on the virgin birth. It still has never been answered by liberals. Even literary scholars who have no great interest in theology have noted that his work is the unanswerable work from a literary and critical point of view. J. Gresham Machen did that because this is a doctrine that many come along and deny, yet claim that they are Christian. And they are doing so under the influence of the Spirit of Truth. But the Holy Spirit always testifies to a virgin-born Savior, to a sinless Savior, testifies of His love, of His power. The character of Christ, go right through the Bible, the character of Christ is at the heart of the Spirit's ministry. He focuses also on the crucifixion of Christ. The focus of the Spirit's ministry is a crucified Christ. He makes much of the blood of the Lamb. He makes much of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And I tell you this, that anything or anybody who denies, demeans, or undermines the biblical truth of a one, never to be repeated, fully sufficient and fully successful sacrifice of Jesus Christ for all the sins of all His people on Calvary, is not a Christian. This is the heart of the Spirit's ministry. He is focusing on a crucified Christ who died once, never to die again, who made one sacrifice for sin forever that never needed to be repeated. In every papal stop except Colombia, and I told that to the bureau man in Colombia from United Press International, he said, "Oh, I never knew that. Strange what the press don't get to know, and yet they write with such authority and things they know nothing about. Instant experts." Well, except for Colombia, there will be a mass in which we are told the sacrifice of Christ will be perpetuated, in which sacrifice Jesus Christ will be, to use the words of the Council of Trent and the words of the Second Vatican Council and the words of the post-conciliar documents, He will be immolated. The word immolate, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, can only be used when a person is put to death as a sacrificial victim. Everywhere where Mass is said, we are told Jesus Christ is sacrificed. That a little wafer, which must be round, can't be square, can't be star-shaped, it must be round. I'm not getting into the origin of that this morning. That would take me too far afield. But that little wafer after consecration becomes God. Literally, not metaphorically, but literally becomes God. And is held aloft in the elevation of the host to be worshipped as God. And then consumed. My friend, I tell you, the Holy Spirit of God is not in anything that demeans a once for all unrepeatable sacrifice of Christ. Hebrews 10:2 lays down a basic principle of Scripture that a sacrifice which is sufficient and successful never, never needs to be repeated, reenacted, perpetuated, or anything else. It's finished once and for all. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.